Well, we're going to finish this morning on an issue that many farmers right across the country are keeping a close eye on. It is, of course, avian flu. Several cases have now been confirmed here in Ireland. And that means it is more important than ever to stick to strict biosecurity measures. Protecting flocks is the first step, but there are other ways all of us can help stop the spread of this virus, something that's killing not just wild birds, but other species in nature too. Well, joining me this morning to talk about it are Dr. June Fanning, Chief Veterinary Officer at the Department of Agriculture, and Paul Moore, a tillage farmer from Cork. Good morning, June. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ella.
June, can I start with you? For farmers and landowners who are out and about on their land, just remind us, what should they do if they find a sick bird or indeed a sick mammal?
So we have an avian check app that people can report the location of sick or dead wild birds to us. There's a targeted list of species, so not all birds are on that. For example, crows wouldn't be as significant. There can be other reasons for die-offs in crows. But they can notify the department. Now, we don't collect all of them, but we do. It does. We do collect a representative sample to inform the risk that is circulating out there. And we know that the bird flu H5N1 is circulating in wild birds at the moment. So we're during that high risk period, which runs from October to April, when the migratory birds arrive from away foreign and they come and mix with the domestic wild birds. So it is circulating in the wild bird population. So advice and the advice of public health colleagues is not to touch sick or dead wild birds. However, it is a concern that some people have if they find a dead bird in their back garden, what do they do with it? So there are safety precautions on our website and advice around that. But in simple terms, it's wear gloves, double bag it and dispose of it in the refuse and then good hand hygiene afterwards.
And it's not just birds, is it, that have been infected? I mean, in England, I think the mammal species like seals, dolphins, foxes, they've been infected too. So is it the same advice if people find other species that aren't birds to report it to the Department of Agriculture and be careful?
In general, it would be carnivorous animals, for example, foxes, seals, that would happen to be in heavily contaminated sort of areas by waterways in particular, that you might have sick or dead wild birds that have died from bird flu. So we do have a research project ongoing in relation to surveillance in wild mammals that has come out of, I suppose, the developing situation internationally. So we are carrying out surveillance in wild mammals, but we to date have not found anything recently in wild mammals from a bird flu perspective.
I wonder as well, June, about people in urban areas. Obviously, there are lots of people who keep a few chickens in their backyard. There's also chickens in schools and all the rest. What is the advice for them? Is it the same as if you were a big commercial farmer?
So we've different advice, and actually there's excellent advice on our website in relation to, say, backyard chickens versus commercial poultry. There's advice for both, tailored for both, because not all. So obviously you've mentioned the biosecurity and housing order, the legislation that's in place. So there is not everyone has, in particular people with one or two backyard chickens, may not have the facilities to leave them indoors all the time. But there's really practical advice around mesh, the size of mesh netting and fencing that you can use to fence them off so that there will be no interaction between wild birds and minimise the risk of, say, contaminated feces infecting. You know, especially if people have backyard chickens, they're like pets to them. They're very important to them. But obviously, if there's any signs of disease that they're concerned about, they can report it to the department or speak to their local, their private vet about it. And it's important that they do notify that as soon as possible to us. There's also stuff in relation to feeding them indoors so that wild birds are not encouraged to interact with them, having dedicated footwear if they go to the beach for a walk, that they don't wear that footwear back into wherever the backyard chickens are. But there's really good practical advice on our website in relation to that.
Paul Moore in Cork, you have a tillage farm, but you're also extremely knowledgeable and extremely keen on birds. How concerned are you about the impact of avian flu on those wild birds that come and visit your farm?
I suppose, you know, the tillage land down this end of the country especially, it doesn't tend to get the species that would be most affected. I mean, it is mostly affecting birds associated with water. So, you know, wildfowl, ducks, geese, swans, occasionally herons and stuff, because I think the droppings that will contain the infection, the virus from an infected bird will stay in the water and spread. So, the birds you get on a tillage farm are particular or kind of small seed-eating birds like yellowhammers, skylarks, meadow pipits, and occasionally the birds of prey that will, you know, feed on them, like kestrels, sparrowhawks or peregrines. So in general, you know, farmland birds, unless you live up the west or near a large water body, won't be impacted by this to any great extent.
Does that mean, Paul, that you would recommend that people continue to feed birds at bird tables and all the rest, that it doesn't mean that we have to stop doing that?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The songbirds and the small birds seem not to get it. Obviously, there are diseases that they'll pass amongst themselves. So you need to practice, you know, the normal sort of hygiene of washing your feeders if you're feeding birds in your garden, or sweeping up any seed that's underground so that you don't encourage rats. But there's no evidence, as far as I'm aware, that any songbirds have died from avian flu.
But there is evidence, isn't there, that the common terns in Dublin Port have been really badly affected by it. And I think, am I right in saying, Paul, it was back in 2023 that a lot of them got it?
Yes. So again, the water birds and I suppose the colony nesting birds are birds that flocked closely together, like geese or ducks. So in the common terns in Dublin Port, 50%, I think there was 50% mortality just because, you know, the birds were nesting really close together. So they were exposed to it. And I think the mortality was particularly high amongst the chicks because over time some of the adults will build up an immunity to it. But obviously the chicks won't have that. So you can get a mass wipeout, unfortunately, in some colonies like that.
June, would you agree there with Paul?
Absolutely. Absolutely, fully agree. Excellent advice by Paul in relation to it. I just caveat it with, obviously, if you have, you know, your couple of backyard chickens out the back, it would be important to ensure that, you know, put the bird feeder in your front garden away from, that you're not encouraging any wild birds, because obviously any wild birds can come and eat off those feeders. But no, it's a really important part of sustaining a wild bird population.
And can you just explain why the warm weather might be playing a bit of a role here in the spread of avian flu, June?
So traditionally, I suppose the avian flu virus actually survives longer in cold weather. So it does. But I mean, you're talking about a number of weeks versus a higher number of weeks in cold weather. So the warm weather, come April, obviously the migratory birds leave, and they thankfully bring their viruses with them. And then the environmental contamination, as the summer gets warmer, it helps to kill off that environmental contamination. So it's actually the cold weather during winter that helps the virus to survive for longer. The thing in wild birds is that a certain amount of disease, they do build up immunity to it, and I suppose survival of the fittest, then those that do survive it end up with immunity. And normally, if the summer heat kills the virus, it allows that break between sort of April time until the migratory birds arrive back again in October. But unusually, we've seen in the last number of summers, we've actually seen the virus over summer in wild birds.
And people might be worried, June, about food safety, eating chicken, eating turkey, eating eggs. Is there any advice about this that you can offer?
Yeah, so poultry products are safe to eat. There's absolutely no food safety risk from the fact that we've had outbreaks or anything like that. Obviously, the same advice around cooking chicken and eggs properly is out there, regardless of whether there's avian flu circulating or not. But the public can be assured that nothing from infected premises enters the feed or food chain. So there is no food safety risk in relation to avian influenza.
And is your advice to go ahead and buy the turkey? Would you freeze it early? Does it matter?
Well, there's no issue as things stand in relation to turkeys for Christmas. I know it's very difficult for the flock owners involved that have been involved in these turkey infected sites. However, relative to the overall Christmas market, it's a very small number of turkeys that have been impacted. But that is not to take from how difficult the situation is for the flock owners involved.
Paul, I just wonder if we need a bit more of a publicity campaign to highlight all of this to the general public.
Yeah, there probably does need to be. I mean, through my involvement with Birdwatch Ireland here in the Cork branch, I still get emails occasionally from people saying, I have a sick bird, you know, will you collect it or where do I take it? And, you know, I always respond, don't touch it, unless you know it's been injured in a, you know, hit something, because there does seem to be a little bit of confusion. You know, I do worry that maybe people aren't quite aware of it enough, because, you know, even on the beaches here in East Cork, I'll see dead birds occasionally like that, and you get lots of people walking the beaches with their dogs running around and, you know, going up and sniffing these carcasses. So it doesn't seem to be out there sufficiently.
And just finally, June, on that note, I mean, anyone going walking with their dog, if their dog is off the lead and if they go near an animal, a bird that's on the ground that's either dead or sick, what is your advice?
So, well, our advice is in relation to if they are in areas that there may be sick or dead wild birds, is to keep the dog on a leash. But however, if they do encounter sick or dead wild birds, they can monitor them for any signs of flu and I suppose deal with it through their local veterinarian. Whilst there is a risk out there and it is important to keep the dog on the leash, I wouldn't like people to worry or be overly concerned if their dog does happen to sniff a dead wild bird.
Okay, well, we will leave it there. Dr. June Fanning, Chief Vet in the Department of Agriculture, and farmer and bird lover Paul Moore in Cork. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning, and we'll keep an eye, obviously, on the development of avian flu as well.